Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There are new weather worries in California.
As efforts continue to rescue people trapped in their homes because of record snowfall, there's a new concern, rain. An atmospheric river is due to hit the northern and central parts of the state later this week. That's expected to drop lots of warm rain on the freshly dropped snow. The National Weather Service says all the rain could cause dangerous flooding, just as the Golden State is digging itself out of the snow. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The flood watch is in effect for much of the state now. Two of the four Americans who were kidnapped in Mexico Friday were found dead yesterday. The other two are back in the U.S. getting medical treatment. Mexican authorities found Latavia McGee and Eric Williams alive in a stash house outside the city of Matamoros. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
CBS News has learned that McGee had been to Mexico before for cosmetic surgery. Investigators are pointing the blame at the Gulf Cartel for this incident, while Mexican authorities have announced that they've arrested a 24-year-old in connection with this attack.
Now to an update on Francisco Severo Torres. The man police say tried to open an airliner's emergency exit door on a United flight from Los Angeles to Boston. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Torres is next due in court this Thursday, and while according to the FAA, the number of unruly passenger incidents is down from its 2021 pandemic peak, it's still well above the pre-pandemic average.
Voters in one state have turned thumbs down on recreational marijuana, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Voters in Oklahoma said no to a state question, the only one on the ballot to allow recreational use of marijuana. It would have legalized pot for those 21 and older. The state has embraced medical marijuana with some 400 dispensaries in Oklahoma City alone, but voters decided against going further.
Another black transgender woman has been killed in Milwaukee, says CBS's Allison Keyes.
The Human Rights Campaign says in a statement it is both saddened and infuriated by the killings so far this year, adding that the victims were real people who did not deserve to have their lives taken from them. The latest victim is 31-year-old Cache Henderson in Milwaukee, who was at least the third black transgender woman killed in that city in the past 9 months.
China's foreign minister on Tuesday warned that there would be, quote, conflict and confrontation if the U.S. doesn't change course in relations with his country. The minister told reporters that America's China policy has entirely deviated from the rational and sound track, and he accused the government of disrespecting China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care.
you can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In other news, the cat is curled on the sofa, has barely moved a paw since the exit poll. The country may have gone to the dogs, but she's powering through regardless, dreaming of mice. The warmth of log fires and how to reconnect with voters at the grassroots level. Her ancestors didn't sleep through two world wars for nothing, you know. That's Brian Bilston. And let's also say, step with great care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. Oh, the places we will go today on the Tom Hartman Program. My name is Jefferson Smith, sitting in, honored to do so. It is Tuesday Newsday, and there is a lot of news. The call number here, 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. What's happening in the world that we need to be aware of? Where is the news media missing where we should hit? What are the stories that actually matter versus the stories that maybe feel more like distractions? What do we need to pay attention to? I'll offer one. Eventually, I will offer more than one, but I want to offer this because I thought it was apt. The first thing that drew me to it was a comment that said, "This is how to do it. Stakes, not odds." And it made me pause. Stakes, not odds. They're covering the presidential race. They're covering Donald Trump's attempt to reclaim the presidency. So what do they mean, stakes, not odds? Well, they're referring to a Guardian article that had watched and analyzed Donald Trump's CPAC speech and illustrated the dangers of another Trump term. And another article that discussed the dangers of a Ron DeSantis presidency. And they said, stakes, not odds. Now, here's what, maybe that's obvious to everybody, and it is now very clear to me as well. But so often, and I fall into the same thing, to be clear, and all of us fall into the same thing, because it's so interesting to cover the horse race. It's so interesting to cover who's going to win. And it is an interesting question about whether Donald Trump can be one of the not very many presidents to lose and then come back. Can he be Grover Cleveland? In my Lloyd Benson moment, I would say you, Donald Trump, are no Grover Cleveland. In the rush to clicks and viewers and listeners and the desire to predict and see the future, we talk about the odds. What are the odds that Donald Trump can win? What are the odds that Ron DeSantis can be elected president of the United States or win the Republican primary? What are the odds? The more important question is, what are the stakes? A challenge with the prediction based analysis, the challenge with the odds, is that it becomes, not only do we have insufficient information, not only will we get it wrong, think back to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump and what you and your friends or your adversaries were saying, what was Donald Trump thinking on election night? Not only does it can it make us wrong, but it also can be a self-fulfilling or self-defeating prophecy. There's nothing we can do anything about our prediction, but there are things we can do something about if we consider the stakes, if we focus not on what will happen, but on what we can do. If you say, oh, well, so-and-so is likely going to win, does that mean you're more or less likely to vote? Oh, so-and-so is likely to lose, do you just stay home? It's going to be really, really close. Well, then we turn out, well, it's not going to be very close, so then we don't work to make it close. When political candidates say, I don't want to look at polls, there are a couple reasons for that. One reason is, well, maybe they don't like what the poll says. But another reason is because that's not something they can control after it's said. But what they can control, what their campaign teams can work on, is what, in fact, voters do. They can't impact what voters said they might do when asked a week prior. But they can focus on what they will do a week hence. So that's why, it's one reason why we care about stakes, not odds, because when we think about what is at stake, what is facing us in the coming election, why it matters, why even in this early period before the traditional campaigns have spun up, but make no mistake, Ron DeSantis is running for president right now, he has not announced. Maybe there's something that will scare him away. But he is on a pre-presidential book tour. He is speaking, picking national speeches. He is not focusing his time being governor of Florida. He's focusing his time trying to figure out if he can be president of the United States. Donald Trump is actively campaigning. That instead of thinking, well, what's the arithmetic look like? And there might be analysis that helps impact activism. There might be an analysis that impacts what should be focused on, looking at what issues are being attended to. Makes sense. There's something we might do based on that. So let us consider stakes, not odds. What are the stakes of another Donald Trump presidency? What are the stakes of a Ron DeSantis presidency? If you think there's somebody else in the mix you want to talk about, we can talk about the stakes are about that as well. So that's my opening thought for today. Let's think not only as viewers of infotainment, but as activists, as people who want to make an impact, as people who are citizens and voters and people who have agency and are gathered in community not to watch history blow by, but to have some impact so that history is slightly better. So it is more of a story of redemption, is more of a story of improvement, is more a story of helping one another. And not merely watching a slow or fast car crash. What are the stakes of what's ahead of us? I don't mean Trump stakes. It's a different kind of stake, if there were ever stakes at all. Fun fact today. You're more likely to achieve, I might say more about this later, more likely to achieve if you sit next to a high performer. Out of Kellogg, out of the Northwestern School of Business, sitting near sitting within 15 feet or 25 feet of a high performer can increase your performance by 15%. Sitting within 25 feet of a low performer can reduce your performance by 30%. I think I have those numbers roughly right. We can tweet out the story. The headline from Kellogg Insight is sitting near a high performer can make you better at your job. That we have mirror neurons. We attend to the people around us. We mimic what they do. One of the things I say, I'm not so sure, you know, I'm a good person, so I try to surround myself with better people so I can try to be better. Why do we get together like this? I think some of it is so we can be better. I think some of it is so we can be smarter, so we can be more loving, so we can live better lives, so we can be a little more strategic in how we try to bend the arc of history towards justice? Why do we get together like this? I'm hopeful that this can be a benevolent community. I'm hopeful that this can be a part of your day that makes your day better. And I am proud to be a part of it, deeply proud. It is Tuesday Newsday. What's the news that we need to be paying attention to? How can we make sure that we're covering news that's going to make us stronger, make us smarter, make us better, make us better able to work together to bend the arc of history towards justice? What are we missing we might otherwise miss? And what are the stakes? What's the important stuff? Not just what's dazzling, but what's critical? We'll be back. This is Tom Shell. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We are back, and welcome. It's Tuesday Newsday. I'm Jefferson Smith here on the Tom Hartman program. What are the key stories brought up? Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, in his tour about, nice thing is, some of the stuff you can do when you want to run for president, you can do straight from your home state, either because they host the conference there or because you give your state of the state and it's picked up by national outlets. Beachside Bill is on the air from Orlando, Florida. Beachside Bill, were you able to catch the speech or at least some highlights or lowlights?
Yes, sir. Jefferson, nice to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Hello. I caught the last 15 minutes of it. And again, I am not a fan of Governor DeSantis and his rhetoric. You can Google it and I'm sure we'll hear about it later today. It was the same old rant about anti-gay, anti-trans, promoting open carry, all that. But the one thing that stuck out with me, and you'll notice it, that he had the two things. One thing, the First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, a breast cancer survivor, he promoted that, okay. But the thing is, she stood there in a pink dress with white gloves, holding her young child. I don't know, he's 3 or 4 years old. He's there, and it kind of reminded me of Jackie O with John Jr., with President Kennedy. What do you think? You have to look, you can Google it and see it, but that's what I got out of it. And he promoted this, I don't know her name, forgive me, it's her, Casey someone. She was she transitioned from female to male, and she was reluctant about it, and she's been promoting it. I didn't know her, but she stood there next to the First Lady as well of Florida. So
yeah,
that's one of his moves is to attack the
transgender community, try to put people's attention on there, try to make people who are uncomfortable with that think that's the most important thing they've got to do, is limit the rights and limit the existence of trans people. And it's been one of his major moves. He also, I did see a few of the highlights. I did not watch the speech. I did see some of the highlights. And I think they're a teaser, obviously, to where, he's giving a state of the state, but then he's talking about the President of the United States. He's not talking merely about his state. It was a chance for him to try to make national news and to give sort of a precursor, give a hint to what he'd be running on. He did talk about energy policy. For the people who care about climate, this early, if 20 months away from a presidential election, that a likely candidate and the candidate who much of the establishment would like to anoint is talking about energy policy, recognize that climate change will only be on their agenda as a threat to them. And I don't mean climate change as a threat. I mean climate change politics. I mean anything that would try to make sure that we consume a little less, or anything that would try to make sure that we move a little more towards electricity and away from coal, anything that tried to move us away from foreign oil and towards energy and domestic energy independence, anything that tried to make and try to move us towards more energy efficient restructuring of our buildings. We could do that with public school buildings, with public buildings all over, create lots of jobs and reduce our emissions at the same time. Any of that stuff is not going to be on the agenda of that Republican president or that Republican presidential candidate. Instead, anybody who cares about the environment, you will be in their crosshairs. And I mean, and I use that, almost pun intended. Anything, Beachside Bill, is a denizen of Florida that you think we should be paying attention to with respect to DeSantis, other than his cool boots and the fact that he's not Donald Trump?
The one thing he jumped on immigrants today, and he jumped on Florida being an anti-immigrant state and all this. But what the hypocrisy of him, what he doesn't realize is, I'll use the storms from last year, Nicole and Ian. All these homes were destroyed. You know, talk about climate change and all that. All these homes were destroyed. Now, who does he think is going to rebuild those homes. Now, I know, I see, in none of my homes here, and I live in a townhouse, none of them were hurt by any of them, the coastal erosion and all this. But who does he think is going to rebuild those homes? It's not going to be old white people. They're not going to be out there like me banging nails. I used to do it. I built enough homes around here. But the fact is, immigrants are going to be refugees. And he highlighted flying them up. You know, he's going to fly them again. Well, I hope the people that he flies up to Massachusetts, I hope they're being processed right now, that he flew up last year, and I hope that they can contribute to America's future, because they're America's future, these people coming across the border. Yes, they need help on the border. Of course they do. We need to recognize them as human beings, not as political pawns. As DeSantis comes across, he's using these people, as well as gay people. They're all political pawns. They have no voice except for, like, this channel and those who listen to us, those who deal with reality, not some fantasy. So what do you think?
Yeah, so I appreciate it. I'll say two things. First, immigration. I mean, somebody got to come to grips with that. Having sensible immigration policy, that matters. Actually treating it as a policy area, that matters. Being intentional about it, that matters, right? So I think it's a worthwhile discussion. But on balance, immigration is good. It's not just a humanitarian act, right? Oh, somebody wants to come here, let's keep them out because we want to be mean to them, because they have different colored skin. But let's be really clear. The nations that have been the strongest have been at the strongest because people come there and make them stronger. That's not merely a humanitarian act. That is an act of patriotism. And again, not only living our most virtuous values, but even just our strategic ones, even just so we're smarter and richer and can build more stuff and do more stuff. And that's been true. That's been true since medieval Spain. That's been true since when Spain was at its strongest. And I don't mean its most loving. They were jerks during that time in many, many ways. When they were in their economically strongest, it's when they had their best relationships with the Jewish communities and the Muslim communities, as well as the Christian community. When the Christian community started to try to do the Inquisition on the Jewish community and on the Muslim community, when they tried to enforce Christianity at the point of the gun, that's when Spain lost its power. That if we want to be strong, we can also be loving. Those things are not at odds, and very often they are together. That's what I have to say, Bishop Bill.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you, Jefferson. We'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
Cheers. This is the Tom Hartman Show. Telephone number here, 202-808-99. 2-5. Tuesday, Newsday. What are we missing? What do we got to see?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids.
They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. More severe weather is headed to Central California, and Fresno County Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Purcell says, prepare.
We have a little bit of a break in the weather now, so if you have an opportunity to stock up, get the food for you, your family, your animals and things, now is your time to do that.
Two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico Friday have been found dead. The other two are back in the U.S. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Traveling abroad for medicine and medical procedures is common. More than a million Americans traveled to Mexico for health tourism last year, spending about $250 million.
After a man allegedly tried to open an airliner's emergency exit door on a United flight Sunday, we asked the Association of Flight Attendants Sarah Nelson about air marshals.
We are not allowed to talk about the staffing of the air marshals on the planes, but what I will say is that more funding for all of these security programs is a must.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
What drugstore should we go to? Walgreens announced they weren't going to distribute abortion pills in a bunch of areas. Gavin Newsom said, okay, well, we're going to not do business with Walgreens in California. That doesn't mean there won't be Walgreens in California. It means it'll be harder for probably for future business deals where they want state support or want state zoning or want state sort of some state involvement. But where should we be going? Because the purchasing power of people who care about a woman's and human beings' fundamental liberties, their ability to control their own bodily autonomy, that's a bunch of people. And I understand that, you know, Walgreens has a bunch of owners, a bunch of people who've been Walgreens real estate investors. I see, I hear you. Who probably like the Dobbs decision, who like that we have a Lochner-era court that is trying to lock up rights, that is trying to make women the concubines of the state, trying to eliminate fundamental liberties. But I think that's cool and neat. That'll make America even more misogynist again. But that's not most people. It's some people, including some powerful people, but it's not most people. Where should we go into drugstores? I don't think it's Walgreens. Jerry, Huntington Beach, go ahead, Jerry. You there, Jerry? Jerry's not there. We'll go to Dave from WCPT, Ain't Afraid of Me, in Miami Beach, Florida. Go ahead. Oh. Let's test somebody else. Tom from Marquette, are you there? Maybe we're having a system challenge. All right, I think it's a system challenge. I don't think we had three people in a row couldn't go. I'll go through some more news or try to come to grips with that. The another conference that happened was in right during CPAC. We talked about the Club for Growth sort of counter event. If not counter event, at least simultaneous event. The place where Ron DeSantis went, where Nikki Haley went. That was a Club for Growth event. That's the more sort of economic fundamentalist, libertarian fundamentalist, market fundamentalist group that would rather not talk in the language that Donald Trump talks about and wants to do more things to consolidate economic power and the highest echelons. But there was another confab. There was another conference that Republicans hosted that was more counter-programming. This was the Never Trumpers rally. They didn't call it that. They called it the Principles First Summit. These were the decidedly anti-Trump Republicans, right? David Frum, the former Bush speechwriter turned columnist, former congressional candidate Clinton Smith, who switched his party affiliation from Republican to Independent to challenge Andy Biggs in Congress. He described his state's Republican Party as a forest of trees killed by an invasive species of beetle that crawls under bark to poison from the inside. Barbara Comstock, former representative from Virginia, Republican, said Trump is a cancer that is now metastasized. She said we got to wrap it up because it's going to kill the party more. Others said, well, we'll need to vote for Democrats in the near term until the Republican Party can get its act straight. It included Adam Kinzinger and Bill Kristol, John Kasich. The challenge that this group has, and I'm not here to bash them or precisely to praise them, except for this. Except for people who will stand for principle in opposition to their own political party at significant risk to themselves, that does take courage. I'm not therefore saying, okay, I'm going to agree with them on various fundamental issues facing the country. But it does mean they got to be applauded for courage, because it does mean these people aren't going to win a Republican primary anytime soon. It means that their ability to lobby within certain Republican halls of power will be reduced. they might be playing a strategic game. Well, they think that Trump will lose eventually, and they will be there being able to say, aha, see, I'm Winston Churchill saying that Neville Chamberlain was wrong. It might be that they will gain influence as sort of bipartisan lobbyists. Would most effective lobbyists need to be a little bit bipartisan, because most bills that actually pass, to my friends who, you know, all of us would love a government that agreed with us 100% of the time, but pretty much any bill that passes has bipartisan support. Even the bills that pass with 51 votes in the Senate, even those bills have bipartisan support back home, because just about every U.S. senator needs bipartisan support. Right? They need bipartisan support financially. They need bipartisan support typically among voters. It doesn't mean everything, every viewpoint should be viewed from a lens of the middle, but it does mean that having, you know, 60% plus popular stuff, particularly when it's 60% popular among power centers, that's the stuff that tends to pass. So it's not entirely counter-strategic that the principles first folks would gut their own, or go after their own, would stand against the power of their own party. It's not only principle. I'm aware of that. But it includes principle. It includes courage. It's not only courage, but it includes courage. And I think that really should be applauded. And I do think the best chance for democracy is a 60% plus. I'd like it to be 70% plus. But as I look at the arithmetic right now, it seems like I'm more likely to root for 60% plus. Consensus around democracy, consensus around public structures that make sense, consensus around a baseline of economic opportunity, consensus around a middle class that doesn't entirely wash away, consensus around we at least have some responsibility to future generations and to our natural environment. That federal institutions have a role, that state institutions have a role. They shouldn't be merely torn asunder to privatize everything. That we need, and that 60% plus consensus, that's only happened in the realm of one party, like twice, right? In the last 100 years. It happened with FDR Democrats in the wake of the Great Depression, and it happened with Lyndon Johnson after, when before the South, the Southern Democrats split off, before the Civil Rights Act, and had made the change, you know, fundamentally changed the future of the Democratic Party, and in the wake of Barry Goldwater rattling nuclear sabers without great sensibility. Those are the two times. Otherwise, if you're ever going to get to a 60% plus pro-democracy, pro-social coalition, it's going to be one that has multiple brands. People who represent, who subscribe to no political party, people who certainly subscribe to the Democratic Party, people who subscribe to other. I remember, did I tell you this story? I'm going to tell you, maybe I'll tell you, do I have time? 2 minutes. All right. I'm going to see if I can do it in 2 minutes. My best travel story. No, I should hold off to. This is my tease. I'll do my best travel story later in the show. But it'll illustrate sort of what a polyglot, what a multi-party coalition can be and what it needs to look like. But I think it's going to take that kind of coalition, a pro-democracy coalition, to preserve and strengthen democracy and preserve and strengthen real liberty. Eisenhower was in favor of labor unions because we built a 60% plus consensus in the country that organized labor was a critical thing. That when Silent Spring was published, you had, and before that, Teddy Roosevelt was an environmentalist president because there was 60% plus support for the environment. When we see the things we care about not getting enough power, that means we shouldn't merely critique our allies, they're not powerful enough. We should work to get more allies and build more power and get the stuff that's more important to be more popular and to gain more traction. So I do want to applaud the, to some degree, you know, muffled applause, the principled first folks. I'm interested. There's overlap there with the Lincoln Project, and I know the skepticism about the Lincoln Project is just a stalking horse for a future candidate that will use different language to tear fundamental liberties asunder. And we can be watchful and be grateful for courage at the same time. At the same time, I do wonder, where should those folks go and what should they do? There is not going to be a candidate for them in this Republican primary. Ron DeSantis is not that candidate. They would vote for him if they're only two candidates in the race. What should they do? The people who are patriotic in a more real sense, who might have too jaundiced an eye on the role of government and too much, might not prioritize helping the poor nearly enough, might not support protecting the natural environment nearly enough, but at the same time have some shared values and principles of what this country should stand for. Where should those people go? I don't have an answer. I'm interested in yours. Call the number here is 202-808-9925, and we'll work on getting your calls during the break. I'll be with you in just a moment. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Tuesday.
A piece called What Do the GOP Seditionists Offer Us Other Than Ripping America Apart? An oligarchy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling for an American divorce, right? I think it's time that we actually have a serious conversation about this. She apparently sees herself as a modern-day John C. Calhoun.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you. It's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson, three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family. Or if you're retired, you want to have a great time. Like, and you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-258-5617.
Instant communication.
800-258-5617.
That's
AG1 is all-in-one daily nutrition
here to tell you about my brand new book.
Vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients.
Readers, unlike any of my other books,
so no matter what life throws at
you, most revealing
you
writing,
know you're giving your body
you
the nutritional
Tom
support
Reader covers
needs.
Everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy
to my steadfast
opposition to the
helps fill nutrient gaps and provides the nutritional foundation.
Also, it clearly identifies the root causes for many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much
more. Why not have it all?
You gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book.
Meet
Tom Hartman here will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Tom Hartmann Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. So I said this a little bit, and I said it with a little bit of apology. But if it's, you know, Tuesday Newsday or Newsday Tuesday, your choice, did you see? It's news, I think. The George Santos stuff remains being news. I actually think it is news until he is no longer in Congress. It is a mark upon the Republican Party of New York and the Republican Party of the United States of America. This guy's still in Congress, that multiple sitting members of Congress were instrumental in getting him elected, and that he has not even been censured by the Republican apparatus in the House. They just want his vote, and they don't want to drum him out if it looks like he might not be replaced by a Republican. And so they'll just defile the U.S. Congress, the entire U.S. government, with this guy, try to change a subject. I mean, heck, Al Franken lost his U.S. Senate seat because of a rude picture. George Santos is sitting right now in the United States House of Representatives. I've laughed about it a bunch, just like I think a bunch of you have, but it's not just funny. It's still news, though, and it's a... I'm not prepared to call it a gift, but it keeps on giving. That apparently the lawyer he hired is a former contract killer. Did people see this? Did people see that the George Santos lawyer that he hired, I'm looking for the guy's name, I had it. And I want to make sure we have it right, because I have it from a couple sources. I'm from the best source. Talking Points Memo is the best source I found so far. So if people have a better source, if they want to disabuse me of this story, I want to make sure we're covering real news. I'm definitely going to risk butchering his name, but he may have a Honimar Vasconcelos, I think is how I'd pronounce it, received an 18-year sentence in 2007 over the shooting death of an official in Brazil. And he's believed to have been paid for the killing, and he was moved to house arrest after 5 years. Anyway, it looks like that's who George Santos hired to be his lawyer. And maybe it's just more weird Santos stuff. I'll tell you, I already said why I think that's relevant and why it's worth continuing to focus upon until that guy's not in Congress anymore, because he didn't elect himself. This isn't just a George Santos story. And he didn't only build his own support. It is a media story because everybody in local New York media missed it. It is also a Republican Party story because they built him up and he won their primary and they raised money for him and they continued to work to make him win. And now they continue to give him power so that they don't risk their majority, so they can continue to do things like propagandize over January 6th, so they can try to distract the nation, so they can try to obstruct a pro-social, pro-democracy agenda, a pro-humanity agenda, so they can make sure we don't do anything on the environment, we don't do anything to protect seniors, don't do anything to give people a meaningful opportunity to enter the middle class or stay there or do even better. That because of all that stuff, they're just keeping him there. We'll see what happens with the ethics panel. We'll see what happens going forward. But it remains an important story. But I at least wanted to make sure you saw that weird thing and to confirm it if somebody has a better source. Another piece coming out of CPAC. CPAC, right, the big conservative conference happened this weekend. By the way, working to get the phones back to back in order, and so thanks for everybody's patience. We're rebooting the system. I'll say the call-in number again as soon as they rocking. As soon as they're rocking, what, I'm a DJ? Welcome, everybody. I'm going to do my DJ voice later. Not right now. I won't do my DJ voice right now. But one of the interesting subplots at CPAC is the fight between Donald Trump and Fox News. Fox News instrumental to the Trump election, instrumental to the Trump presidency. And Rupert Murdoch now trying to shove him aside. Fox News trying to shove him aside, trying to get something a little fresher, trying to get something that has language that they can control a little bit more, perhaps. Trying to get somebody they think has a better chance of winning, might be as simple as that. Although Donald Trump in recent polls, it seems like there's a lot of people replying to polls who don't understand the stakes. They might or might not be concerned about the odds, but they might not be thinking about the stakes of another Trump presidency, which would be worse than the first Trump presidency. He would not learn any of the right lessons. We know that. He'd learn all of the wrong lessons. He would be more unfettered, less fettered. But that was one of the subplots at CPAC. And one of the things that matters, one that's not just a distraction, but the cleavages within the Republican coalition, within the anti-democracy coalition, within the conservative right-wing coalition, the pick your phrase. And Trump went out and called Fox out for not standing up hard enough on the big election lie recently. They have stood up pretty hard for the election lie, including the Dominion lawsuit, which is its own news, really important news story. You know, $1 billion-plus lawsuit. We'll see what comes of it. We'll see if there is any accountability for the reckless disregard of the truth. Right? We know that it's hard to sue media organizations. You can't get them for negligence around the truth. You can't get them for just being inaccurate. They have to be willful, or they have to be wanton, be reckless, more than just, oops, I made a mistake. They have to sort of more intentionally make a mistake, or be way beyond the pale. Well, we know that they knew. We know that Fox News knew they were lying. So, but regardless, it wasn't enough for Donald Trump. But here's what Steve Bannon had to say. Murdoch, you've deemed Trump's not going to be president. This is Steve Bannon, CPAC. We've deemed that you're not going to have a network because we're going to fight you every step of the way. There will be a media battle, the Newsmax folks versus the Fox folks. Fox remains powerful, hugely powerful. If they win this lawsuit, they stay powerful. But it's worth paying attention to that cleavage. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.